Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, welcome into the Late Show. And before we get started with our first topic this evening, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you out there in the listening audience that has made a donation, that has given money towards an amazing cause, the Union Gospel Mission. You just heard Jason DeRussia on Drive Time right at the top of the hour. Mentioned that with the final push, we just went over $350,000. So thank you to all of you that have been a part of this radiothon throughout the day. And you can still continue to give. Like, we're not at the Mall of America. We're sitting at the WCCO studios, but you can still give. You can still give to the mission. You can go to their website. You can click on the Radiothon 2025 banner that's in green there. So continue to donate, continue to give throughout the rest of this evening. But this show, we want to start with the biggest story, clearly, that I think that everyone is talking about, and that is the Epstein files. And, you know, I think that when I look at how everybody's viewing today, right, and a House vote, and wanting us to get access to the Epstein files, right? The Senate. The United States needs to, and it's not just the United States, but we live in the United States, and we're talking about our government. We have to, as a country, reset our moral values. And when I say that, I'm talking collectively about how we treat people and how we value them. You know, we like to categorize ourselves as being a great nation, but being a great nation, a great country, It starts with respecting people. And the Epstein files continues to be the biggest story this year, and it should be, because the victims deserve accountability. And quite honestly, the world needs the story to be finalized with regards to all the men that have been involved in this horrific scandal. The Epstein files, in my opinion, though, is just symbolic of the issues that are testing, that are tearing our world apart and testing us as people. And those issues that are tearing our world apart are greed, exploitation, and dehumanizing people. Those three things. It's not okay. It's not acceptable. And I think that there are people that will want to ignore this story because they want to protect people that they like. But we should not ever be in a place where we are protecting the worst of the worst. We should be protecting our women and children. Full stop. Representative Ro Khanna, earlier today, because there were a lot of people that were speaking outside, and just they had some of the survivors with them, behind them, and they're speaking to us in the media and to the nation ahead of the vote that went through the Senate. And this is Representative Khanna talking ahead of the initial Epstein vote.
This is one of the most horrific and disgusting corruption scandals in our country's history. You had Jeffrey Epstein, who literally set up an island of rape, a rape island. And you had rich and powerful men, some of the richest people in the world, who thought that they could hang out with bankers, buy off politicians, and abuse and rape America's girls with no consequence. Because survivors spoke up, because of their courage, the truth is finally going to come out. And when it comes out, this country is really going to have a moral reckoning. How did we allow this to happen? There should be no buildings named after people in this Epstein class. There should be no scholarships named after them. They shouldn't be enjoying the perks of being affiliated with corporations or universities or writing op-eds or being lionized. And many of the survivors will tell you some of these people still are celebrated in our society. That's disgusting. There needs to be accountability.
And he's 100% right. Like, one of the names that's come up has been Larry Summers at Harvard. And I think it came out earlier today that he was stepping away from any public commitments and stuff like that. It did not matter at all who you are. It doesn't matter if this is Donald Trump. It doesn't matter if it's Bill Clinton. It does not matter. It shouldn't matter if it's Bill Gates. It does not matter. So let's be clear about that. The problem, though, that I see with all of this is that we need to effectively do this with Donald Trump in office. And I'm not sure how we can do that. I guess that's one of the things in terms of, like, when we're talking about a reset and we're talking about getting past all of this, how do we do it while he is still the commander in chief? And I say that because I don't think that he's going to change his ways. So if he's not going to change his ways, how can we effectively accomplish this reset? Everybody involved, whether it was you were part of the trafficking, you were part of the rapes, anything that you had to do with this, you should be held accountable, regardless of who you are. But I think that there are people that will continue to make sure that we don't get full transparency. Full transparency. Well, Craig, look, let's play this real quick before we go to break. And we can take your reactions on the other side, 651-461-9226. Jeffrey Epstein's brother has, you know, Mark Epstein has talked. He's been talking. And I thought that this was kind of an interesting soundbite that he had on News Nation. Okay, he was on News Nation. And he believes that the sanitizing and the scrubbing of the files are already taking place.
What I do want to talk about is I've been recently told the reason they're going to be releasing these things and the reason for the flip is that they're sanitizing these files. There's a facility in Winchester, Virginia, where they're scrubbing the files to take Republican names out of it. That's what I was told by a pretty good source.
All right, so I think that, and this is where I'm at with it. Do I think that we will ever get to the bottom of all of this? No. Do I think that eventually the majority of the information will come out? Yes. Do I think that we always get 100% of the details? No. I just call me a pessimist. But I don't think that in my lifetime, 100% of the information we will always get. Do I think that a bulk of what has transpired and the files we'll hear about? And I'm talking about, forget about redactions and all that. Yes. How long that will take? Not sure. But the bottom line is we have people that are breathing and living their lives and traumatized forever because of this situation. And they deserve some form of justice. Your phone calls, your reaction next year on The Lake Show. All right. Thanks for listening to the show.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you.
and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
One thing that just really... It's so stupid that people continue to say is the Biden had them for 4 years. Why aren't you talking about the Democrats? When I have stated from day one, if a million gazillion Democrats are involved in this, it doesn't matter. Let it out. Get them out. It doesn't matter what you have by your name, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, whatever. But let me, for the listener to just text that, let's address that lie. Because people continue to go with that talking point. You have to understand that the Epstein case was still an open criminal investigation during the Biden administration. They had an open grand jury. And even after Ms. Maxwell's conviction, the case was on appeal. And you know that anyone that deals with law enforcement in these type of issues knows you don't open your case file when it's still under appeal. There were still victims going to the FBI with new information. And you know what, Texter? That all changed when Trump's DOJ reviewed the files and closed the case in July. So now you can release it, right? Because now we don't... So stop. So stop with the Biden had them for 4 years. In the words of your guy, Donald Trump, that's fake news. Legitimately. That's just not... You're not being honest. And I don't even have to go there. We just set the table with that because those are the facts. Let's just start with this, Texter. Let's go upon what you stated that Joe Biden for 4 years. Why aren't you talking about that? Let's say that that is true. Well, what about now? Even if that was true, which it isn't true, Donald Trump ran on releasing them. Why can't he release them? Forget about Joe Biden. Joe Biden wasn't on the ballot at the end of the day. It was Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Forget all of that. Address that. Why isn't he releasing them or wanting to release them? And we already see what's happening here. We already see what's happening here. He's telling the DOJ to do this, that. But that's not even the point of the topic. The point of the topic is about us having a reset. The point of the topic is about us just kind of looking in the mirror and saying, you know what? America and just the world in general, we're in a bad place. Because it wasn't just highly elected politicians and influential and rich Americans. There are rich men from all over the world that are a part of this. All right? So let's be clear. But we live here. Okay? If the royal family wants to deal with their people, they can deal with their people. But let's talk about here. Well, heck, how about just yesterday on Air Force One when a reporter, a journalist, is talking and asking a question of Donald Trump about the Epstein files, and he said to the woman, "Quiet piggy?"
Sir, yeah, Jennifer, is there nothing incriminating in the files, sir?
Quiet piggy.
All right, so and that's the best that you could hear it, because they're on Air Force One. I scoured all over looking for clearer audio, and you couldn't find it, just because that's the nature of, like, there's specific people that are filming that are right there, and that's as good as...
You know what it's like when you're around an airline. That's just
as good as you were going to find. But the point is this. How are we fully going to be able to reform ourselves when you have this kind of conduct in charge? Seriously. That's the part that's troubling me, is that we have to have some sort of reckoning, and we have to look in the mirror and say, man, we have to do better than this. I mean, when we have people that claim that they're not a certain way, but then they say in front of the world, quiet piggy and disrespect women time and time again, that's not okay. Let's go to Bill in St. Cloud. He wants to chime in.
I appreciate your comments and your commentary tonight. I have two thoughts. One, where would you recommend our society look to in terms of new moral values? So what source of information, what source of authority would you consider going to get a better moral code than the one we've been operating on?
Well, I think, hold on, let me answer the first one first. I think that first off, when we talk about creating the stability on the foundation of where you are morally and trying to be a good person, I think it starts right there in the household with yourself. Like a lot of the stuff that we are feeding, like let's say the younger people into others, we're getting it on social media. We're looking at people that we idolize. We got to get out of the cult. I remember as a kid, one of the stories that always fascinated me was the Jim Jones thing. And it fascinated me because I said to myself, how could it ever get to a point of getting to Jamestown, right? Or Jonestown. I always kind of wondered that. So to me, I think that we have to get out of this. The way that I've worded it for years, Bill, is we have to get out of this worshiping celebrities. We celebrity worship, and I think it starts there. We got to stop worshiping celebrities. It could be football players, you know, actors, actresses, reality stars. We got to get out of that.
Okay. I'd like to suggest that we start looking or look again to the scriptures, the Holy Bible, and the and life example of Jesus Christ.
I agree with you. No question.
What do we expect as a culture these days? Why are we so shocked by the Epstein saga? And it is horrific, as you've described.
Yep.
When our culture twice has elected a man who is a self-admitted sexual predator and abuser of women.
Yep. And thanks for the phone call, Bill. But the reason why, and I think that, and I don't disagree with anything that Bill just stated. The reason why I didn't specifically get to the mode of like Christianity is because there are other religions. And even with those other religions, you want everybody across the board to be exhibiting and doing the right thing. Hey, real quickly, let's take a phone call from Jeff here because we got a guest coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Let's go to Jeff in Sauk Rapids.
Hi, Henry.
How you doing, man?
Good. I agree with you entirely. We need to do something to reset, but it's going to be a moral compass reset. And first off, it's got to start with, let's just look at things that happened. You've got Epstein's island of prostitution. Now we've got victims coming forth hand over foot. Ghislaine Maxwell's preferential treatment with prison transfer.
Yep.
Trump refusing to release files, and now all of a sudden he does, but he's been buying time. And there's a lot of money, a lot of worldwide money and power involved. You know, I'm not the brightest guy in the lamp, but you don't have to stick a dog turd up my nose for me to tell you where it came from.
Like I said earlier, Jeff, it thanks to the phone call. Greed, exploitation, and dehumanizing, those are just things that just, it's beyond troubling in our world. And it's really torn our world apart. It's it's hurtful to see. All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, you may have heard the story about John Beam, the college football coach who was shot and killed tragically in Oakland, California last week. We're going to talk to somebody that knew him well. Terrence Green, counselor at Laney College, will join us to talk about Coach Beam, and his passing. And we do that next.
Either you make a play or you don't. Don't believe the hype. Make plays. Don't tell me how good you are.
That was the voice of John Beam, who was tragically shot and killed last week. He stood out as a star and a coach at Laney College. And he was somebody that I think a lot of people all across the country remember from Last Chance U. Somebody that we're going to talk to right now, he knew Coach Beam. His name is Terrence Green, counselor at Laney College in Oakland, California. He joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Cole Banker Hotline. Terrence, I appreciate you being on the show. You've known, you know, Coach Beam for quite some time. I know that the people out there in Oakland are shocked by this story. They are grieving his loss. Tell me a little bit about how far you go back with the coach.
Well, thanks, Henry, for having me on the show. You know, I always wanted to be on, finally, on the Lake Show.
We appreciate it, man. We go, me and Mr. Green go way, way back. One of my college roommates, who ironically happens to be a counselor at Laney College, man.
Yeah. So I know Coach Beam all the way back since he used to coach at Skyline High School in the Oakland Athletic League, and he built a dynasty there. And I've known him ever since then. I was working at McClymonds, another OAL school. And so I knew him from that point in time. You know, OAL is like a really big athletic league out here in the Bay Area. It's produced a lot of great players like Marshawn Lynch and Gary Payton, Damon Lillard. And so I was always, you know, I was always drawn to John because he was winning in a predominantly black African-American league. And he was a Korean and white guy, you know, and he had a way of being able to communicate with his team, with his players. So I just saw him from afar. And then he came to Laney, I think in 2005, and I came to Laney in 2004. And so I was the athletic counselor for football, well, for all the sports. And that's how I first met John, Coach Beam, during that time. And we developed a friendship and a relationship. I was an athletic counselor for about 5 years during that time while he was he became the head football coach. He came to Laney first as the offensive coordinator, and then he and I both actually got tenure the same year. So he's been there at Laney since 2004, but I predate all the way back with Coach Beam, all the way back to Skyline High School. Like I said, he won maybe 11 or 12 OAL titles and really built a dynasty in that area up there at Skyline. So I've known John, Coach Beam, for over 25 years.
You know, John Beam really took off, and I think that the world kind of found out about him on this Last Chance U on Netflix. But like you mentioned, you like have known him personally and just been around him and working at the college together for many years. It just, when I saw this story and then start seeing the reaction and how people were talking about him, he seemed like he was a guy that was truly grounded and giving back and in the community.
Well, and that's the beauty of Coach Beam. I mean, when this happened, Henry, I would say that this was devastating. Mm-hmm. It was just devastating. I get emotional even now talking about it because, you know, all of the impact that he has had on these individuals from, you know, you had people 50, 60 years old is coming back and saying, man, Coach Beam, what he did for me, and he was able to look out for me. Nashawn Wright, who was on TV the other day, you guys know I'm pretty good up there now.
Because he keeps intercepting our passes, man. We let go of Nashawn Wright, and all of a sudden he's working against us, man. And right. He honored Coach Beam at U.S. Bank Stadium when he got an interception this past weekend at the against the Vikings.
Yeah, and, you know, he came on and he said that, you know, when his dad died, his dad was tragically shot. He said that he was, him and his brother's also in the league, Rajon Wright, both went to Laney College. He said that Coach Beam came and got them out of the bed because they weren't going to play football no more. He said, no, you guys got to come to Laney. They went to Laney, and they were on the championship team, and they both went on to college, and now they're both in the NFL. And he said that if it wasn't for Coach Beam, he doesn't know where he would be right now. Mm. And there's just hundreds of people who have made those type of comments about Coach. And just, I mean, if you can see the sadness in everybody's eyes when they found out that, you know, I'm getting calls just left and right. Is this true? Is it true? And I, you know, I'm pretty close with the athletic department, so I found out about it, you know, maybe 5-6 minutes after it happened. So, you know, it was just devastating. You know, he had a retirement party last year. Was his last year coaching, and he had a throng of old players who came there. Guys coming in old 1995 Skyline jerseys. You know, I mean, it was like a homecoming. And then he had a retirement party, which I went to also, and there were just, I would say about a thousand people there at his retirement party. You know, so he was very well loved in the community. I mean, he was a fierce competitor, which sometimes rubs some people the wrong way. You know how some coaches can be. But I think to a man, everybody would say that John Beam was, you know, a character who cared about his players, cared about, he was definitely wanted to win. He's definitely a winner, as you can see, it's past his winning. And he was a guy who would follow guys all the way through their careers. If we were to take a snapshot right now, he has probably, I don't know if he's still in his office now, but he has about 9 framed jerseys from the NFL players. And they're all signed and sitting right there. And he's proud of that. He was always proud of that legacy of being able to get guys to the next level, or really just get guys to either with NAAI, Division I, Division II. He has so many players that he got there. And there's just guys that come back and say, man, if it wasn't for Coach Beam. And like I said, you don't really hear that a lot. You know, from a coach, you hear, you know, a guy, he wouldn't play me or he wouldn't do this, but these guys really love Coach Beam, and they would run through a wall for him, and they always show up for him too.
Yeah,
they would all show up for him.
We're talking to Terrence Green, counselor at Laney College in Oakland, California, remembering football coach John Beam, who was shot and killed last week. Joining us here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. You know, look, I've never been to Oakland. I need to get to the Bay and check it out. When I encounter people from Oakland, the first time that happened for me was at Morehouse, meeting you and meeting our brother Shakir Stewart, rest in peace to Shakir, and just the swag and just the vibe that you guys have and the pride that you guys have in your city. I think that everybody, regardless of where you are from, has some sort of pride in where they're from, right? Like if you're from Minneapolis or you from Chicago, wherever you are, you're going to be prideful. But there's a certain type of pride that people have in being out of the Bay. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, that's a good point. And I mean, just overall, you just see the, you know, where it comes from, whether it's MC Hammer, whether it's Too Short, whether it's anything that's associated with Oakland or the Bay Area.
Marshawn.
You're always going to – we say?
I said Marshawn Lynch. I mean, there's many.
Marshawn Lynch. You know, there's so many. Ricky Henderson, you know, being in the Bay Area and not, you know, living in the Bay Area and just that flair for the dramatics. I mean, Ricky popping his collar, hitting home runs. Nobody was doing that, you know. And I think the Bay Area just has its own swag. You know, you talk about the hyphy music and the sideshow. And it's just a prideful place. You know, it goes all the way back to the Black Panthers. You know, so Oakland always, in the Bay Area, is always going to have a certain type of swag. And Coach Beam, you know, he embraced that. He embraced that that swag. He had the swag. You know, if you see some of the videos, you'll see him dancing. You know, at his retirement party, he's walking around with a leather jacket on that says the GOAT. You know, mm-hmm. So he's walking around with a leather jacket and he's dancing, having a good time. You know, so he embraced that. And to be a coach, like I said, a non-African-American coach, to be able to, I mean, there's nothing but black players who were there celebrating him. You know, he had a real big tie, also a real big tie with the Tongan players. A lot of Tongan players came through, through Laney College. So Coach Beam was so instrumental, Henry, in just overall impact on the students' lives, but just overall, you know, we sat in a lot of meetings together. We, you know, we sat on faculty senate. We also were in hiring he's a guy who always take administration on as far as, you know, what were they doing for the black and brown students? What were they doing for equity? How are we going to make sure that it's equal for athletes and athletics for these students to be able to go? And we were in a meeting. It's just crazy. We were in a meeting on Wednesday, the day before he passed away. We were in a meeting, and he talked about he was very passionate that day about, you know, student services and making sure that our students get the services that they need and making sure that everything is equitable. And in a meeting before that, he was talking about safety on campus.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I mean, it's a sad thing. I mean, you look at the articles, he was talking about, you know, how in the athletic field house, you know, they didn't have any guards and they don't have anything over there. And then the next day he tragically loses his life because of gun violence.
Yeah.
But he was a guy who was always there talking about, you know, to administration about, hey, what are we going to do about these students? It's always about student first, student success. So any articles that you see on him, they're always going to say about how he would rail against administration or just be vocal about making sure that there was equity for students.
Yeah.
And he's just a special guy who was able to connect with individuals who didn't look like him.
Well, let me ask you this real quick, and this kind of the final question before we let you go. I have not seen Netflix Last Chance You. Have you seen it? And what were your thoughts on that with Coach Beam?
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The Last Chance You, I thought it was good. I thought it wasn't great.
Okay.
I didn't think that they really embraced the city as well as they could have, I watched a couple of the other Last Chance U's. I thought the one down in L.A., the basketball one, was tremendous. But Laney only got 1 year. I would have liked to see them get 2 years. But Beam was all through it. And if you watch Last Chance U, you'll get to see a lot about how he was with his players. You know, sometimes joking them, but also being very, very harsh and very, very critical, because he can be harsh. You know, which just some coaches are. But I thought that if you watch that, you got to see him, you know, with his wife, walking with his wife and talking to her. And he really was the star of the show at the end of the day. I mean, the coaches usually are, but he was really, I think, as charismatic as anybody in the Last Chance U. And it really gave you an opportunity to really get to see him for who he was, is which he's, you know, like I said, a guy who wanted success and wanted to help students get to that next level. And so the Last Chance U, I think that really was able to promote him and also promote Laney College. So losing him right now, everybody's just kind of like, whoa, what's going to happen with athletics? Yeah. You know, what's going to happen? Who's going to be the athletic director? Who's going to champion all of Laney's causes? He was a staunch person for that. And so everybody right now is just kind of like, that's just a big void. Yeah. It's a void not only for his family, but for the college and the city of Oakland.
Yeah.
It's just, and the Bay Area.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a national story.
Yeah, that's tough, man. Well, hey, Terrence Green, I appreciate you giving me some time. I'm so sorry for your loss. I know that I'll be thinking about you guys at Laney College and the entire community and everybody out there in Oakland. I'll be catching up with you real, real soon. And by the way, real quick, I know that the Cowboys got a victory last night. But
yes, sir.
And I know that you're a Cowboys fan, but in the words of Kendrick Lamar, y'all ain't talking about nothing.
hey, Henry, I got to come on here another time so I can give some other takes. I got some takes for you.
We'll do it again. That's my man, Terrence
right,
Green.
Sure, brother.
Yeah, talking to us from Oakland, California, right here on The Lake Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll wrap up hour one, and we'll do that next. All right, we've only got about a minute left here in this opening hour. Top of the hour, we'll get back to some Vikings football. But I feel for the people in Oakland, man. Whenever you have somebody that's in your community that has been so important to mentoring young people, to helping the community move forward, and we're not talking about, because good coaches are good, not just because they're good in terms of coaching athletics, but also they're good because they're able to uplift and mentor young people. And it sounds like Coach Beam was one of those individuals. And that's the reason why the folks out there in Oakland are really hurting in this specific moment. So my heart's broken for them. It'll be tough, but I'm glad that Terrence Green was able to join us, counselor at Laney College out there in Oakland. Coming up next, yeah, I just mentioned it. Let's talk some Vikings, because two NFL Hall of Famers, they have opened up and commented on Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy. We get to that next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.